President-elect Joe Biden will nominate Miguel Cardona to be the next Secretary of Education. He's currently the head of Connecticut's public schools. If he's confirmed, Cardona will have a lot to do. There is the question of how and when to reopen schools and the question of whether to cancel student loan debt. Here's NPR education reporter Alyssa Nadworny.
Miguel Cardona started his career as an elementary school teacher in Meriden, Connecticut. That was a big promise Joe Biden made on the campaign trail, that he would pick an education secretary who was a teacher.
It's really important that we have someone who's actually been in the classroom.
That's Biden talking back in 2019 to members of the nation's largest teaching union, the NEA.
Educators aren't asked, the classroom teachers aren't asked, what should we be teaching? How should we be teaching? What should we be doing? It is always handed down.
An educator, Cardona certainly is. After teaching, he became a principal for 10 years. He was named Connecticut's Principal of the Year in 2012. Then he became an assistant superintendent in Meriden, which is just south of Hartford and serves about 9,000 students. Meriden is actually the same district where he grew up and attended public schools. He was born there, lived in public housing. His parents are from Puerto Rico. He's the third Latino candidate Biden's put forward for a cabinet post. Last year, Cardona told member station WNPR that as a young student, he felt that sometimes his teachers didn't have high expectations for him.
There's a thing in Spanish called the ay bendito effect. So I didn't grow up with a lot of material possessions. I was born rich. You know, I have a wonderful family, great support system. But, you know, we didn't have a lot of means. And oftentimes, you know, when we see students that come into our schools that are dealing with things in their life through poverty, maybe even unintentionally, they're lowered expectations to say, ay bendito, poor thing. You know what? As long as they're behaving and trying their best, they're going to be fine. That's the worst thing we can do, that ay bendito effect. So one of the things that I want to put energy to is ensuring that all kids have high expectations.
Getting schools open is a major priority for the incoming Biden administration. And in the last several months, Cardona has pushed to reopen schools amid the pandemic. Here he is talking to the Connecticut Mirror newspaper in August about his priorities.
Provide in-school opportunities as best you can, with health and safety as the primary, but also simultaneously, not either or, plan for a robust distance learning, remote learning process.
If confirmed, Cardona will replace Betsy DeVos, the education secretary during the 4 years of the Trump administration. She's a big proponent of school choice and often advocated for private and religious schools. Cardona is certainly a rebuke to that, and that makes teachers' union leaders happy.
Miguel Cardona is not just a proud product of public schools. He's made strengthening public education and fighting for equity his life's work.
That's Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers. School choice advocates say they, too, are open to this selection. Here's Jeannie Allen of the Center for Education Reform.
Cardona seems to be driven by hard work, respect for education and family, which is a great start. We hope he will also come to embrace fully the notion that such choices for a better life must extend first to the education of our kids.
Cardona's experience is in K-12. What he'll do on higher education issues is still a question mark. And there's a ton to do. For federal student loans, will relief set to expire January 31st be extended? Will some loans be canceled? And then there's the task of reversing the education policy changes made during the Trump administration. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.